Hi Gratitude Seeker, have you ever caught yourself mindlessly scrolling on Facebook or on Instagram without feeling any kind of positive feelings? I know I have, and I know that one of the reasons why I was doing this was because I was tired. So what better options are there, and what can we do to make ourselves feel more fulfilled when we are tired? Let's explore it together. But first, let's take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. There are some people that actually calculated how much time we spend scrolling on Facebook or on Instagram or watching TV, and they added up the hours that we do this every day over the span of an average lifetime. Do you want to know how many years we spend doing these things? Come on, take a guess. Do you think it's 1, 3, 5 maybe? The truth is, 15 years of our life we spend on Facebook, Instagram, or on watching TV. I think this puts things into perspective. I usually spend more time on Facebook or Instagram. I don't really watch TV when I'm tired, when I don't have energy to do other things, when I just want to be entertained. And I'm not the only one. Also, people are using social media like Facebook and Instagram for what Gary Vaynerchuk calls escapism. They're not fulfilled with their current situation, with the emotions that they are feeling, and Facebook or Instagram or watching TV gives people a way of escaping reality, of feeling safe in their bubble somehow. And I'm not saying this to judge, and neither does Gary. It's just something that we as humans do. But I think that we, the gratitude seekers, are more aware of our emotions, are more aware of what we actually want from our life, and we choose to bring more fulfillment in our life. So whenever we catch ourselves doing just that, mindlessly scrolling on Facebook or on Instagram or skipping through TV channels, let's use one or two of these 7 ways of making this time when we are tired more fulfilling. The first thing that we can do is use this time to learn something new, to grow. I've done a calculation with the help of Google, and 15 years means 131,400 hours. You might know about the 10,000 hour rule, the fact that we can reach mastery in any field if we put in 10,000 hours of focused learning and growth in that particular field. So in theory, with this time, we can become masters at 13 different things. Of course, over the course of our lifetime. But the thing is that we are blessed with so much knowledge. If you just go on YouTube and want to learn almost anything, you have a video for that. You have other people that are willing to teach you that particular thing that you want to learn. If you want to learn interior design, let's say, you can find all kinds of resources on the internet and on YouTube that can help you learn quite a lot of things, and that can give you many, many ideas on what you can do and on creative ways in which you can apply those ideas in your own house or in the houses of maybe possible clients. Or you can learn a life skill like you're doing right now. You're getting better and better at gratitude. These things add up each day, and in 5 years or in 10 years or in 20 years, you will have a wealth of information, and if you really are passionate about that particular topic, you can put it into practice and do amazing things with that. The second thing that you can do when you're tired and you want to feel more fulfilled is to meditate. When you catch yourself scrolling on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram, you can say, you know what? I'm going to take this time to rebalance. And you can download, for instance, the Calm app. It's now available on Android as well. And you can do a short meditation that's going to bring you much more fulfillment than half an hour of scrolling on Facebook or Instagram. Or you can just go on YouTube and just search for meditation music or for guided meditation. Some of my past guests actually have some meditations of their own. Or if you're tired and you can't meditate, you can at least do some breathing work. At least focus on your breath. Get back into the present moment. You can use the exercise that Harvard-educated PhD Kathy Groover shared with us in episode 66 of the Gratitude Podcast. The third thing that you can do when you're tired and you want to be more fulfilled is to write down what you're grateful for. Maybe you got so tired because you did some amazing things, or maybe you can find some amazing things in the things that you did that got you so tired. It's a good time to reflect on your day, on the positive things that have happened. You can use your phone if you have it closer by, or write it down in your gratitude journal. This will recharge you and it will make you feel more fulfilled about your day, about your life. And I'm sure that you already know the other benefits that you will receive. The fourth thing is listening to music or to podcasts and just relaxing. Being in front of a screen too much time can be really tiring, and even though there might be interesting things that you can see there, after a while it might not have such a positive impact on you. So by listening to positive, uplifting music or to podcasts that teach you interesting things or that help you grow and make you feel better about yourself, about your life. And you can look at this in contrast to the situation where you just scroll on Facebook or on Instagram and you see other people's lives, and hopefully you feel good about the fact that they have good lives and that they have amazing pictures. But a part of your brain might not feel that good, especially if you're tired and it seems that your life is not as great. So getting some positive things in when you're tired is quite important and can have a really beautiful positive impact, especially taking into consideration that your subconscious is more receptive in those moments. The fifth thing you can do is to connect, to spend time with the people you love, talk with them, listen, or even call someone that you miss or someone that you want to keep in touch with, or maybe even someone that you want to say thank you to. This will be much more fulfilling and much more connecting than the modern social media is. The sixth thing that you can do is to take care of yourself, to take a long shower or a long bath. In the 30 minutes that you spend on Facebook, you might find that it's more fulfilling to take a bath, to take a shower. That's going to relax you much more and it will bring you into a much more positive and grateful attitude towards life. And the seventh thing that you can do when you're tired is to find a way to breathe in more oxygen, to reconnect to nature as much as possible. For instance, if you're lucky enough to have a garden, you can go outside in the garden or on your porch. Or if you only have a balcony, you can go on the balcony and just breathe in the fresh air. And at least if you don't have nature around, you can look at the sky and you can see that you are part of something bigger. And it helps quite a lot to reconnect, to be in the present moment once again, and to feel more fulfilled instead of just being on the phone scrolling and looking at other people's lives. But if you don't have a balcony, you can just rest your hands on the window and look outside, breathe in the fresh air, Look at the skies, rest your eyes, and take the time to reflect on your life, on what you want. Visualize the things that you want to happen in your life. Be grateful for the things that are quite amazing that you're enjoying right now in your life. And I'm sure that you can see that your life would be quite different if in those 130,000 hours you would do some of the things that we discussed in this episode instead of just scrolling on Facebook or on Instagram or instead of watching TV. I hope this episode gives you a really interesting perspective on your life and on the habits that you and I have in each and every day. And I hope that next time when you're tired or you just catch yourself scrolling too much on Facebook or on Instagram, you stop and you choose an activity that's more fulfilling for you, that makes you a better person, a happier person, a more grateful person, with a much happier and more fulfilling life. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for listening to all of it. I'm always very grateful when you share it with your friends, with your family. I think it's a valuable perspective to have. And like always, this has been Georgian Banta. Make sure you don't forget to keep seeking gratitude.